Like if an oinus happened, the shem asach was potter, so he can swear that it broke, or that it was captured, or that it died. But if it was stolen from you, or was lost by you, the shem asach was chayiv on gneivah v'aveda. Now the Gemara says, "Man tan ruta tan about Mishnah Arba Shomrim hold this for Shomrim." Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avav, who Rabbi Meir? Our Mishnah goes contrary to Rabbi Meir. We'll soon see. Contrary to Rabbi Meir. Omar Le Rav Nachman, Rav Sotzer Nachman, me could left play Arba Shomrim. What do you mean to say Mishnah goes contrary to Rabbi Meir? Everybody agrees there are four Shomrim. Omar Le, he said back, "Hochi come in lechod." This is what I meant to say to you. Man tan ruta tan about Mishnah that Seichik Knoise Socha that if you rent, you have the same halacha as if you're a shomer socher, as if you're being paid. Rabbi Meir, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. For the Gemara, is that true? Aye. For Rabbi Meir, ipcha shomer in law. In Rabbi Meir, Shita, we heard the opposite. The Tanya, we learned. Socher, if you're renting, Ketzad Mishalim, what's the halacha? How do you have to pay? Rabbi Meir, roi meke shomer chinam. Rabbi Meir says, you have halacha like a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yudu, roi meke shomer socher. So you see the opposite word. Rabbi Meir holds the socher is only a shomer chinam. So Marin says, Rabba Baravua Ibcha Katani, he learned the opposite. But Nechlam Yao Mishnah, like, in the Girsa, the Meir is the one that says, Naisei Socher is Kashem Socher. And the Hasecher, I mean, a renter is like Kashem Socher. For the Gemara Yochi is so, Abo, what does the Mishnah say for? Shloshininu, there's only three Shemim. Because if you rent and you get paid, it's the same Alocha. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Dalit Shomrim, true, there are four Shomrim, but Vidineim Shloisha, they only have three halachas. In other words, if you rent, or if you are paid to watch, you have the same halacha that Yechayiv on Gneva of Yaveda. Now the Gemara says, there was a shepherd, Tehevi Koreya Chiyusa, he was watching his flock of sheep, Agudadin Hapapa, by the banks of the river of Nahapapa. Sorichad Menayim, one of the sheep tripped, for Noflas Lamayim fell into the river, stam and drowned. So the Shabbat was a shame of Chayiv and Nat. Osla came with the Rabbi, came in front of Rabbi, who patrying and said he's potter. Even though he's a shame of Sachar, he was paid to watch, still he's potter. Omar, because Rabbi holds, my hevel elam evad. What could have the shame do? In other words, Honota could not injure, he watched it like a normal watchman. Therefore he's an honest, and therefore he's potter. Omulei Abaye says back, Il miyativ so, what's going to be oil lumasa beidna diyalinshi? Let's say the Shema Sacha goes into the city at the time when other Shemim go in also. Let's say they have like a lunch break. They take off for lunch and they leave the flock alone. Hochinami, now what's the one time with the potter that he's potter in such a case? Because he watched it the way he was supposed to. Omulei said back, in yes, that's the locha. If the locha is, if the minig is that the Shema Sacha has a lunch break, so join the lunch break, he's potter. What's going to be gona purto? Let's say the shema takes a nap. He goes to sleep a little bit. The idn of the gani inch at the time of when shema take a nap. Hochinami the potter. You also want to tell me he's potter? Omalayin, yes. Enechnami. In such a case, if he did the normal way, he'll be potter. So the Gemara have a kasher on this. Eisve, I have a question. It says, Elohein Einsen. What's called the real oinus? She shomer sacha potter alein. The shema sacha is potter on. The girl at the potter can hear that says, Vatipel Shiva, the Goyim came and captured them, Vatikachem, they took the animals away. Yes, an arm and the young children, they wiped them out with a sword. That's called Reinus, when armed robbers come. But not a thing like this, you just leave your flock alone, that's not called an honest. Omulais, he answered back to them, Hosam Bechazni Mosa. They were talking about a special case, you're a watchman for the city. So if you're a watchman by night, Pshita, you have to do a good job and you're paid to watch. You can't fall asleep, you can't do anything, there you have to fight, there you'll be potter, you're only potter in a real illness. Maris Kasha, Eitzvi Avakasha. It says, Locho, Ad Mosai Shema Sotachayiv. So until how far is the Shema Sotachayiv, what's called an illness, in other words, that is potter? Lishma, until how far does he have to watch? At Kedai, until the Pasuk of, that Yaakov Avinu says, Ha'isa b'yamach lani charev. By daytime I watched all daytime and I even burnt myself in the sun. The charev b'layil, in the evening I was like cold from the cold at night. So who you see, you have to watch mamish day and night, all time, you have no breaks. Omlei, he said back, Ha'sam nami b'chazni mos. We're also talking about a special case to the shamer of the city. So now the question, Omalei, Otto Yaakov Avinu, Chazen Masaru, was Yaakov Avinu a watcher of the city? We're talking about Yaakov Avinu. He was only watching the sheep of Lavan.
To see a shame is sucker means you have to watch the whole time.
The Marins, the Omar and Lovin. They said to Lovin, Nitirusi Serto. Listen, I watch for you, your sheep, very well, extra special. Kirchaznoi Maso. Like a shame, like the watchman of the city watches it. So that's why here by Yaakov, he had to watch it day and night. So it could be by regular shame is sucker, he's not mechuyev to watch it so much. He'll be potter even before this. So once in Israel, you have a kash like this. It says, "Roya shoya roya." He had a shepherd that was watching his flock. Veniach edroy, and he left his flock alone. Uboliyah, he went into the city. Now while he was away, he bought the ever torah. A wolf came and torah to rip them apart. Uboa riva doris, a lion came and trampled over them. So ain oimrim, we do not say ilu hoyasham hoyamatzil. We don't say like for sure if the shepherd would have been there, he could have saved it. Rather, Ella, what we say is like this. Oimdim, we have to see, we have to value it out clearly. Oimdim, I say, if he was a strong guy, the shepherd, if he would have been there, he could have saved the flock, then he's chayiv. The Yamlav, if the guy's in Nebuchadnezzar, he couldn't have saved them, then potter. Now, my love, what we're talking about over here, the oil, the idna, the alinch, we're talking about the Shrem Sakha went into the city during his lunch break. And still we see that if he could have saved it, he's chayiv. So who you see, Hashem is Sakhar is chayav to watch at all times, he has no head to go in. So Mar says, Loi, that's not the case here. We're talking about the old Be'yidn of the Loi Ayalinshi. He left his flock at a time when he was not supposed to. So therefore, he's like Chlossi B'Pshia, that's why he's chayav. Fred Gemari, Hachi is so, if he left it when he didn't have a right to, Amai Potter. So even if he's such a person, even if he would have been there, he couldn't have saved it, why is he Potter? Lechura, chilasa b'pshia, the seifa b'yainis. That is the case. And the lochur is chayiv, because since you're a pshay, you left them alone, even though at the end what came out was an anainis, but as the man Yom we had before, it says he chayiv. So why over here are you potter in? So my answer, the case here is the shoma kril arivior. We're talking about not that time he ran in, he was a pshaya, but he heard a lion coming, he heard the roar of the lion. That's what made him afraid, and he ran in. So therefore it depends, if he's a person that could have saved it, he shouldn't have run in, he should have rather saved it. But if he's a person that can't save, he couldn't have saved the flock from the lion, then he has a right to run in. If so, I'm demoisoi, my heavenly lamever. Like, what do you mean to say, shot him up to sea? How could he himself fight the lion? What's the pshat he could fight the lion? So my answer is yes. Hoyela lakadim b'royim of makolis. What he should have done is he should have called for help. They should have called for other shepherds and let them bring the sticks. And that's the way he should have fought the lion. But the Mori Yochi is so, Mayu Shemesok, Leon Shemesok, then I feel Shemechinim Nami. To Amahu, the Yomi, you shall say, Shemechinim Shelo, Lakadim Brevel Makolais, who like Kidim Chayiv, even if you're only a Shemechinim, but if you could have hired or got other people to help you and fight, and if you didn't, you're Chayiv. So my answer is true, but Shemechinim Bechim, if you're Shemechinim, you're only supposed to try and get help for free. You don't have to pay them. Shemesok of Ischar. But Shemesok, no, you have to even hire you to pay the other people who can't help you. The outcome, how much money do you have to lay? How much money do you have to pay for the work, for the policemen, like the people to help you? Atkadei demayim. Until how much the animals themselves are worth? Now, for the Gemara, if so, v'heichim etzinim, where do we find Shemesok v'shechayi b'yaitzim? Like, how come Shemesok himself has to pay for the workmen to help him? And the Gemara, the hotter shock of the mayim balabayis. No, rather balabos has to pay him back later. Omer a popular buy your hockey is so my honey lemonade. What does the balabos gain? Like if he has to spend $100 to save $100 worth of a squawk, what does he gain? So Mor says yes. Now, for me, the difference is lekush for the chiyusa, because he's used to these animals, so it's kedai to him to pay the $100 to keep these animals. In Nami Rios, for Tirchi Yisert, it's a big bother to go and have to buy other animals. Therefore, it's kedai for him to keep these animals. Rav Chizuk Rav Barafunam loisvir lahu hodiraba. They do not hold like Rabbi Svara. The Amri, the rabbi before said the Shema Socher is Potter. In the case we watched it, the normal watching, they hold no. The Amri, the Balabas has the right to say, you know why I paid you money? I paid you to watch. I want you to do an extra job. And therefore, if like before, if one of them slipped and fell into the river, you'll be chayim in such a case. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next date. Yeah, we're holding that Tzadik Gimel on the base, two-thirds down. Mor says, Bar Ada Suvaloi. Rav Ada, he was on the side, it says, Noise Sabal, he was the one that carried things. Heavy Komavre Chiyusa Agamlo Denorish. He was like taking the animals
over the bridge in Norish. Nadov chodel chaverto. One animal pushed the other one. Vishadisa b'maya and threw it into the water, and he was a shomer on it. So shal zichay b'pot. Is this called an oynis or not? And some of the shomer sacha. So more says also the comment of Rapapa that came upon a Rapapa chayve. He said he's chayiv. That's not called an onus. It's called karav l'gneva v'aveda, and therefore you chayiv. Omale, so Barada said back, my heavily lemevet, what could have I done? I didn't do anything. One animal pushed the other one, and it fell into the water. What do you want from me? Omale, so Papa said back, yes, you should have taken them over the bridge, one by one, not two at a time, that one could push the other. Omale, yodata beva bar achtav, bar achticho, demotz lemevet, chod chodah. In other words, like Barada said back to him, it's very hard to do this. That you know, Barada Rashi says, like your own children, can they do such a thing like this? In other words, it's too much, I'm not mukhiyah to do this. Omle, your papa said back, no. They already screamed the people before, like you did. But nobody listened to them. In other words, Yechayev, Hashem Mesach is supposed to watch him better, and he's supposed to have taken them over the bridge, one by one. The Gemara says, Evoi afkid kitno Beirunya. Evo put some flax by Beirunya. He made him a shomer to watch it. Ozal shavui. So a shavui, Rashi says, I mean, shame haganef listim is doing heavy. An armed robber came. Shamti mine. He stole the flax away from Beirunya. Lisoifer at the end, hooker haganef. We knew exactly who the ganef was. He was a famous ganef. We knew who he was. So now the shailer is, does the shomer have to pay back the bailim, and the shomer would get the money back from the ganef, or can the shomer tell the bailim, no, you go to the ganef? So Gemara says, also the kaim of Rav Nachman chayve. Rav Nachman was mechayev the shomer sochom that he himself has to pay the owner the value of the flax, and then the shomer runyo, he'll get the money back from the ganef, or he'll get the flax back from the ganef. So Gemara says, Leimo pliga the Rav Huna bar Avin. And so let's say Yagas on Rav Huna bar Avin. The Sholok Rav Huna bar Avin, Rav Huna bar Avin sent, Nigna vo b'yoynis. What's going to be the case that you're a shomer, and it was stolen from you b'yoynis, an armed robber? That even a shomer sacha would be potter. V'yaka kakul garaganef, and then we know who the ganef is. So he says, "Im shemechinam hu, if it's a shemechinam, rotzo nishpar rotzo isimoydin. A shemechinam has a right to swear and say, Shain, I'm an honest, it wasn't my fault, and he's potter. But if he wants to, he can pay back the owner now, like be nice, and he'll get the money back from the ganef. Im shemesachu, let's say it's a shemesachu, oisimoydin, vena nishpa. Then the owner has the right to get his money back from the shemer, and the shemer will get it back from the ganef." Excuse me. So Rashi says the kasher is that before by Runya he was only a shemechinam, and so before Hakam Yipaskin that he has to pay back the owner. Here it says if you're only a shemechinam, you have a right to say to him, "I'll swear and I'll be potter." So more instances. Amar Rovo Hosom Gavro De Parmusko Have Kaimo. By Runya there were a lot of people to help him. Rashi says, Anshei HaShulton, like there were policemen around there. The Rome Kolev, he would have screamed, Heavy also Matzlilan Lei. People would have come to help him. So since he did not scream, he's a little bit of a Pesheya. So therefore, in such a case here, we tell the Shemechinam, you have to pay the owner, and then you get the money back from the Ganef. And again, we're talking about now that the Hukar Ganef, we know exactly who to go to. So it's really Tony Shiloh, who has to have this Tircha of getting the money out from the Ganef. Now the Mishnah says, Zev echod ein oynis. If one wolf comes against a flock of sheep, that's not called an oynis. The shepherd could have saved him, and if anything happens, he is achrayus. Shnei zevim. Let's say two wolves come to attack the flocks. Then oynis. That's an oynis. And if two together, ready, then they're too strong. It's hard to fight them. Then you're an oynis. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shas mashlachas zevim. The time when there's when there's an invasion of wolves. Then av zev echod oynis. Even if one comes, also it's an onus and yipotah. Even if you're shomer sacha. Shnei kolovim, what about two dogs come? Ain't no oynis. That's not called an oynis. A shomer could fight, could scare away the two dogs. Now, yedei ha-bavlo yoyim, the people from Bavlo used to say, Mishum Rabbi Meir, in the name of Rabbi Meir, it depends. Meruach achas, ain't no oynis. If the two dogs came from one side, it's not called an honest. You should have fought them. But mishtei ruchas, they came from two different sides, then honest, then you called an honest. Now halistim harezah honest. If you have armed robbers coming, that's called an honest. Even the shem asachar is potter. Ho ari hadoi v'hanema v'abardlis v'hanochish harei elu honest. If you have a ri, if you have a lion or a doiv or a bear, v'hanema, a leopard, the abardlus and a panther, the hanochosh and a snake, harei eloinus, if these come against the shepherd, so he's an honest. So sakonas nefoshes, he has to run away, he's an honest if he can't save the flock. Amosai, when was this said? Bizman shebo malayim. If these wild animals come by themselves, he's an honest, therefore he's potter. Avol halichen lamokem gedudi chayiv listim. Let's say the shepherd took his flock of sheep to a dangerous place where the wild animals are, then ain't honest, then he's not called an honest. Like he took them to there, he's a pashaya for that. Now, mesa kadarka, let's say the animal dies normally, mesa kadarka, hareza honest, also shem respot is an honest. Sokfo, let's say he starved it, he did not feed the animal, well, mesa then the animal died, ain't no honest, he's not called an honest, it's his fault. Now, also, l'roshay tzuk, let's say the animal by itself went up to the top of the peak. Vindoflin fell down. Hare's honest. It's an honest. Like the Shomer did not put him up there. He went up there by himself. He's an honest. Halo L'Rosh V'Tzuk. And let's say the Shomer took the animal and brought him up to the top of the peak, top of the mountain. Vindoflin he fell down. Umeisim, the animal died. Ain't no honest. Then he's chayiv. Hosu asked him to bring him up to the top. Now the Gemara says, V'Tanya, we learned. Zev Echad Onus. One Zev, one wolf, is called an honest. And our Mishnah says, no, it's not called an honest. That's talking about the time when wolves invade the city, and we had that in the Mishnah of Yehuda holds that's called an onus. Halistim hareiz onus. Now Am Rav is that's called an onus. Zemora says, "My why? Looky gavri lahadi gavri. Like why can't you fight and put one against one? Why can't the shemah fight him back?" Amar Rav says, "I mean, Balistim that Havmin was just a regular robber." And the Gemara, Amar Rav, Balistim is Zuyin. We're talking about he's an armed robber. Therefore, he can kill you. Therefore, you're not mechuyev to be Moisa Nefesh to save the animal. Iboyilu, I have a question like this. Listim is Zuyin, Veroyim is Zuyin Maho. Let's say there's an armed robber, and the